I was in the morning.
What do I say? I don't want to say anything. I don't even want to be on. So this is Dennis Coffey and Taurus' sickening record. I don't talk about it. Get him out of here, will ya? I don't want to listen to this. A warm, wonderful, smiling weekend. That's ridiculous. Hello, everyone. My name is Mr. Morning, which might be kind of confusing for some of you. It's confusing for me. Actually, my name is Don Imus, but I call myself Imus in the Morning because I do a morning radio show in New York. So probably a lot of you are turning your radios up now to hear what's next. However, on this show, I'm going to call myself Imus on Monitor, as that's what this is, a monitor that you're listening to. You're going to hear a jingle group, a group of singers, sing Imus in the Morning throughout the next 3 hours, and the reason that they're not going to sing Imus on Monitor is because my being on this show on a regular basis is kind of up in the air. It's not real sure, because none of the vice presidents here, the decision for my being on the show was made in the morning, and they don't drink until lunchtime. And so they weren't juiced when they decided to let me on. Now, they may be juiced. We may have an afternoon meeting to decide whether I get to continue to do this crummy show. I'm not choked up about it, but I think you're going to love it to death because it will be unlike anything you have ever heard on the radio. And should sometime in the next 3 hours your radio go dead, there won't be anything wrong with your radio. It will be that one of the NBC executives has sobered up.
Imus in the Morning.
Well, that's a really exciting record for you. This for some of you in Midwest and places like this, this group is an admitted communist group called Shambhala, which is some kind of thing that Marx came up with to solve everybody's problems. Three Dog Night.
Wash away my troubles, wash away my pain, with the rain in Shambhala. Wash away my sorrow, wash away my shame, with the rain in Shambhala. Shambhala.
sister by the flowers in her eyes. All the gold is shone by light. I can tell my brother by the flowers in his eyes. All the gold is shone by light.
Three Dog Night in Shambhala. So probably 11 minutes past wherever you are, at the top of the hour. I am Imus in the Morning on Imus on Monitor. Upcoming on Imus on Monitor, a lot of exciting things. I've got a couple of bald-headed gentlemen here with funny magazines that, and two 14-year-old girls that have told me that I cannot tell you, but you want to stay right by your radio. It's just going to hurt you.
Give your code to Contact.
And that's not all. Give Contact your hay fever allergy, too. You heard right, Contact, number one for colds, sure. But hear this, Contact's Tiny Time pills contain the hay fever allergy ingredient doctors prescribe most, up to 12 hours worth. You take Contact tonight. Get relief from sneezing, congestion, and wake up tomorrow with Contact still working. Now, give your allergy to Contact.
Headaches are one thing. A sinus headache is something else. Behind the eyes, under the cheekbones, so your whole face hurts. Well, now there's Sinoff, the sinus medicine that works deep inside sinus cavities. Helps clear and drain congestion in minutes. Sinoff tablets give you a full dose of pure aspirin plus a sinus drainer. A sinus drainer helps your pain while you drain. Remember, Sinoff, S-I-N-E-O-F-F. The sinus medicine in the bright red box.
I miss in the morning.
Really have to continually apologize that I can't get that group to sing Imus on Monitor. But Posica worked it out. We have some golf stuff coming up. I hate golf. I just want to tell you that just right in front. I'm kind of into tennis. So I look funny in a skirt. But then people in New York do that. It's the IVB Classic PGA Golf Tournament we're going to hear about. We're going to hear a wrap-up on today's scores and the leaders next. I have a magic phrase that I'm going to give the engineers at all little wimp stations all over America. And in just a scant seconds from now, you guys saw I get your hands on a knob? We'll get it off and get it on the control panel. Here's a magic phrase. Here on the monitor beacon. Hi, I'm Imus on Monitor, and it's 15 past the hour, as I reluctantly had to promise you, here's Championship PGA Golf, a wrap-up on today's action at the IVB Classic from the White Marsh Valley Country Club outside Philadelphia, probably way outside Philadelphia. Here's Big Jim Kelly.
Your leader at the end of 54 holes, Tom Weisskopf, who won last week's Kemper Open down at Quail Hollow Country Club in Charlotte by two shots over Lanny Watkins. Tommy fired a brilliant 7-under par 65 here this afternoon and opened up a three-shot lead over Hale Irwin. Weisskopf started off rapidly with a birdie on the front side, but then took a bogey at number four, and I asked Tommy what the problem was on that fourth hole.
All right, Mr. Green to the left. It's a 235-yard par 3 and trouble on the right, and I missed the green in the left fringe about 4 feet off the green, but the pin was tucked in the back right, so and I chipped up about 8 feet and missed the putt.
Were you in trouble in any other holes?
Oh, I was in trouble at eight. I was over the green and made a great pitch from out of the heavy rough up about a foot, which really was a key par, you know, because after making three straight birdies, you know, you don't want to throw a bogey at him. So that kept me going and gave me more confidence, and I played real well the backside.
Now we go into the fourth round tomorrow with a three-shot lead. A week ago we asked about playing conservative. You said no. I suppose the same answer holds true tomorrow.
Well, I'm going to have to play the same way I played the last 3 days, Jim. There's no reason why I should change. And I said that last week. I'm going to go out there and do my best and play well.
That's your leader at the end of 54 holes, Tommy Weisskopf, after posting a 65 here this afternoon. Tommy now has a string of 16 straight rounds at par less. That's the best on the tour this year. He'll take that three-shot lead into the fourth round tomorrow over Hale Irwin, a four-shot advantage over Forrest Fesler, and 8-under par Jim Barber along with Larry Ziegler and Johnny Miller. For Monitor Sports, this is Jim Kelly.
Thanks very much, Jim. We'll hear from you again tomorrow. Well, if you still have your gig after that, in the final round of the IVB Classic, this weekend's PGA Championship Golf Tournament on Monitor. Hi, Simon's on Monitor. Ding, 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 ding. This is called a Monitor tip, man. If you plan a family camping trip, take along some of those plastic bags. They display fruit and vegetables in at the supermarket. They have ventilation holes, you'll notice, great for the kids. So if the kids want to bring home some trophies of the trip, a little frog or something, some rattlesnakes, scorpion, black widow spiders, a little school of cute piranha fish, you know, full plastic bags with the ventilation holes are just perfect. Or let Tommy wear one for a few minutes. Be sure to watch your fingers, of course. You got anything smart to say, Selma?
Hiya, fellas. You know, a lot of advertisers want to sell you something. Hire a sweet, sexy blonde with a buttery, smooth voice to win you over. And that's exactly why I'm here. To tell you in the sexiest, smoothest, butteriest voice about sporting and camping knives. The sharpest, longest-lasting knives around. Boca Tree brand knives. There's a reason why Boca Tree brand knives are the best. They've been in business since 1837, and their parent company is Wiss, which only happens to be the finest name in cutting tools. And talk about selection, Boca Tree brand's got pen knives, jack knives, dress knives, stock knives, hunting knives, pruning knives, camping knives. It's positively exhausting. So listen to Selma Diamond, fellas. As I always say, there's nothing sharper than a diamond, except Wiss cutting tools.
Yeah, that's great, man. Selma, it's 18 after the hour. I'm Ima Salmano. Is this the Ann Murray record? Ann? Humiliate yourself.
Please let me in where you're singing your song. song to sing to. I'd like to have a song to sing to.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's necessary to give her a hand. Ann Murray, what about me? 21 after the hour. I might miss a monitor. I may say that again in a minute.
IMS in the morning.
I'm talking with Jess Kane at WHDH in Boston. Jess, one of the foremost morning men in America, and one of the funniest morning men in America, and one of the most creative. Jess, the reason I'm calling is NBC Monitor, for some strange reason, is allowing me to do a what amounts to a national radio show. And they're not in real big markets, Jess. I want to be very frank with you. Places like Coachella Valley.
I know it well.
You know, and KFI in Los Angeles, which preempts it with Dodger baseball.
Suburban Peoria.
Yeah. The reason I'm calling is about the Watergate thing. Now, while obviously it is a national tragedy, and I don't know how terribly funny it is, I'm calling... do you have a Watergate story that you can tell us, or...
I
don't want to put you on a spot.
I never can off the top of my head, Don. It's a crazy thing. I have to have a water glass, 2,000 people at a dinner, two-thirds of whom are drunk, and suddenly my mind begins to function.
I have one for you.
Do
you know how to tell if Nixon is lying?
How?
See if his lips move.
Have you used that?
Sure.
Well, you can, of course, because you're notorious.
Yeah, I have a death wish.
I remember I sang Happy Birthday along with a crazy old lady we have who sings Happy Birthday into a badly tuned piano. And my newscaster and whoever else happens to be walking past the studio, we grab and we sing Happy Birthday to Fred Astaire, whoseever's birthday it is, you know. And if it is Fred Astaire, we do a little tongue tap dance. I can tap dance with my tongue. I do a little... this kind of nonsense in the background. We sung Happy Birthday to the Pope. We've sung Happy Birthday to Jesus on Christmas morning, you know, that kind of thing. And I knew that the lid was being sealed when about 2 or 3 years ago I sang Happy Birthday to Pat Nixon.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the first time I got any negative reaction to Happy, and it was, how dare you, you know, treat the first lady of the land with that much disdain and to play her the fool. I didn't do a voice of Pat Nixon or anything. I just, Happy Birthday, Pat Nixon.
It's okay for Jesus and the Pope, though, huh?
Pardon?
It was okay for Jesus and the Pope, though, huh?
What do you mean? Cardinal Cushing, who is virtually a saint in the state of Massachusetts and certainly in the city of Boston, sang Happy Birthday to Cardinal Cushing and even imitated his voice, and never a rap.
Do you do an impression of Cardinal Cushing?
Yeah.
Would you do it for us?
Let's see. Would you remember him, of course, at the inaugural, President Kennedy's inaugural?
Sure.
But he tells a story about rescuing a child from the Charles River. And so I delivered this child under the arms, the outstretched, loving arms of his father. And the father looked down at the boy, and he looked up at me, and with tears in his eyes, he said, "Where's his hat?" And this is essentially the card.
Jess, thank you very much. One thing I want to add, you know, I have a record on Watergate.
I've heard it, and we've played it.
You have?
Yeah.
The check's in the mail. Well, I appreciate the kind words, Jess. Thank you very much.
Bless you. Take care.
All right, man. Bye-bye.
IMS in the morning.
Hello, Mama. Hello, Mama. It's me. How you feeling, Mama? That's all right. I've got something I want to talk to you about, if you don't mind. And I ain't mad, Mama. No. Wait a minute, listen, Mama. Look what they done to my song, Mama.
Wait, what's the matter?
Look what they done to my song, Mama. Oh, Mama. The only thing I can do have right and nice, turning out all wrong, Mama. Look what they done to my song. Now listen, if you please. Wish I could find a good book. I like to live in the thing now. Wish I could find a book, good love. Hey. If I could find a real good book, you know I'd never have to come out and look at what they done to my song. All right, girls, come on and help me here.
Look what they done to my brain. Mom,
bad mama.
Look what they done to my brain.
Oh, mama, it's a shame. You won't believe this, but it's true. The picture
acting like a chicken bone, and I'm just about to go insane, mom. Look what they done to my brain. Now, girls, if you don't mind, I'd like to hear this in French.
Il so so shake, macho so.
Ooh, not bad. Hey, yeah.
Il so so shake, macho so.
Uh-huh. Let me see here. C'est la seule chose que je peux faire. Et ce n'est pas bon, ma.
Il so so shake.
My French must be pretty bad. I better do this in English. Look what they done to my song.
Look at it,
ma, hey, ma. Look what they done to my song, my Madonna. Oh, Lord, Lord. Put it in a plastic bag, then they turned the bag to the upside down dog. Look what they done to my song. Oh, da 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 da. But I tell you, if my tears were money, I'd be a millionaire today. You know, the only thing I could do half right, now it's turning out all wrong, mom. You can't believe what they done to my song bond that I wrote myself. They put it in a plastic bag, then they turned the banner upside down, mom. Lord, if I could find a good book, I'd never have to come out and look at her. What they tried to do to my brain, it's a shame, mama, you see. Well, they stole everything I had, mama, and they made a meal with it, and you know that hurts. But oh,
Ray Charles, look what they done to my son, mom. It's 28 after the hour. I am Imus on monitor. This just into Imus in Washington on Imus in on monitor or something. The girl that appears on the label of Ivory Soapboxes, Marilyn Chambers, now a star in the pornographic film Behind the Green Door, says she's not worried that the soap company's taking her picture off their product. She says she's just signed to appear on boxes of Preparation H.
Imus in the morning.
It's just Don Ellis. I don't know, how could you stay in business and play that kind of music? I don't understand it after Ray Charles. Ridiculous. I'm Imus on Monitor. Do you believe that the United States of America has taken a full half hour of Imus on Monitor already? And no vice president is sober yet. I am basically a very fine person and some very, really hilarious, funny stuff upcoming. I also lie a lot. For those stations that are leaving us now, you guys are a bunch of wimps. For those of you coming back, you return at your own risk. Do not fold, spindle, or mutilate. Local stations, please copy.